sympathy. But have you met with him within you? What kind of thing that is? Try to find that, what, how it is. Then manasastu parabuddhi. Go further one step. Find out your own reason. What is reason? Nishchayatmika buddhi. This mind says, I want this, I don't want that. And the buddhi says, don't want this. Don't want this. Want this thing. Don't go there. Just take a seat. The faculty of judgment. That is more higher, more hard. Because without a man is not endowed with the faculty of judgment. And like a madman, he would wander here, there, idiot. I got no value of life. For that is within you. In the time that reason comes, but where does it live? With what metal that is made up? We don't know. We do not care to know. Yes, the world, senses, then mind, then intelligence, judgment, reason, and then go further up. That is your soul. What is that characteristic of the soul? That he makes everything feel about, helps to feel. Just as light can show, so the soul is showing everything. The light, the torch light, is given sun ray coming, then we can see. The soul is prakash, we can see, we can feel, we can hear, we can do anything only because the background there is that light. A particle of light, a particle of knowledge. That is your real self, soul. Just as it has been told that the moon is covered by the Naurala Yurpaschana Savyasna Bhasita Punam Ahamatya Bhasitaya Savasa Bhushya. Vasudev is describing the rainy season. But how the rainy season is night, he is giving description. The moon is covered by the cloud in the rainy season. But night, the bad day, he is a spiritualist. He is giving an example from the higher level. His ordinary thing is being, higher things should be given example of the lower world. But here, the example is given from the higher world for lower purpose. How the night is, the rainy night, he is describing. He says that moon is eclipsed by the cloud. And what is the, what do we find here? That as, he says, as the ego covers, he says here, in a peculiar way, the cloud is covering the moon. By the light of moon, the cloud we see. This is the peculiar. By the light of the moon, we are seeing the cloud. But that cloud has covered the moon, we can't see. So as he says, savasa purusho yata, ahamatya bhasitaya savasa purusho yata. Just as the soul, covered by mental system, Mental system is felt only by the light of the soul, but that knowledge. But this has covered the soul, the mental system, like cloud. Cloud has covered this moon or sun, but cloud is seen by the light of the sun or moon. How? The soul is covered by your ego. The whole mental system has covered the soul. But that, by that light, the mental system, whatever, that is, you can feel, you can see. Sarasa Purusha. The all light is not clean. Without light, no one. No, without soul, no one. Not light, not anything else, but the soul is at the bottom of all knowledge, all expression. Because that is soul, though anything you can feel, you can hear, you can touch, you can know, if that feeling, center of feeling is withdrawn, then nothing. That is all in all. If that is taken, all dead matter. Gita, Krishna Mekam Imam Ravi. Just as the sun is giving birth, so to say, to the whole world we feel. The sun is giving birth. In darkness, nothing. Sun or light, the moon or anything light. Light will turn all dark. So something like that. The soul. Gita says the Atma is the real sun or light. We check you, nothing, no feeling, nothing remains. Whether it is, whether it is hard or soft, or bright or dark, nothing, no kind. Sweet or sound or harsh, no question. Only because the background is that feeling. The feeler is there, Atma. In the higher, so subjective way, which is go higher from higher. Then from Atma, there is Paramatma, go further step. It's in the subjective line, super subjective line. There will be Dashta, Jnata. He is seer, I am to be seen. This world, objective world, I can see, but that is so subtle, I cannot see him, he can see me. In this way, drashtitva, seerism or hearism, in everything it is going to a higher center. In that way there is Vasudeva, Vaikuntha, Goloka, all in that direction, super subjective, subjective evolution. And we can go if we we have to cross our soul's area towards Paramatma and the higher subtle existence, then as a slave we have to go, the visa begins. Passport up to soul, from Indriya, Man, Buddhi, then we come to soul, the passport finished. Now if we want to go further, so the salvationists stop here, Buddha, Shankar. They are searching for salvation, liberation. They are finished here. Then the Vaishnava says, Disha is to be secure. If we want to go further in the higher aspect of the world, Disha. What is the underlying principle of Disha? That I must be utilized in their cause. Then only Disha will be granted, otherwise not. So if we accept slavery, that is higher, such substance I am made of, that is made up with higher substance. To enter there, that the necessity of the higher call of duty. Yeah? As a coolie I may be recruited there. In the lower place, we may feel undesirable serving demand. But when our inner soul is awakened, we will feel that it is comfortable to search interest of this country. This is my home. Then the burden of the sense of duty, labor, all will vanish. And with my own interest, I shall work there, anurag, rag. As much as I shall identify me with that, I shall find that an inner awakening show that I am really a member of that plane. Yeah? and everyone is friendly. Everyone is trying hard to satisfy others in the interest of the center. Center is so magnanimous and hard and so friendly to all of us. This happens. Such Krishna, the reality, the beautiful. Reality, the beautiful, Satchit Ananda. Matting, as far as I remember, Matting or some philosopher, a good linguist also, he told that the translation of Ananda, reality, the beautiful, that was his term. The beautiful, Ananda means beautiful, beauty, Sundaram. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Sundar is Rosh means beauty. Love means beauty. Love, another conception of love is beauty. Beauty is love. And that is Rosh means, that is Ananda, our happiness, expressivity. One will say, the most desired. Above power and above all calculated knowledge. We are searching. Really, that thing may not be conscious of that. But our heart is only searching that thing. Mahaprabhu, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahaprabhu came to make us know that thing. So Vasudev Doctor, no, Vasudev Ghosh, he said, if Gauranga did not appear, then how could we live? So much high prospect he has taken for us. Eh? Without that, the life was as if it is a dead thing. Eh? So much inner property he has discovered within us. Eh? Our worth, real worth of us, he has given known to us. Eh? Such a friend. Such a master, as a magnanimous leader, without him, how could we exist at all? Vasudeva. Hare Krishna, Gauri Hare Krishna. Gauri Hare Krishna, Gauri Hare Krishna, Gauri Hare Krishna, Gauri Hare Krishna, Gauri Hare Krishna. Kata Vajra, what's the time?
Tinte Vajra.
Babaji is there giving me some instructions. So, our Guru Maharaj told us that actually Chanakya Pandit said a wise man.
Who are you? Your name?
Kiranas.
Swami Maharaj's disciple. What they told?
He told that a wise man can take knowledge from a foolish person, just as one can take gold from a dirty place. But at the same time, there is another instruction, sarpochistam jatapaya, that if we hear from wrong persons, avaishnavas, then there will be an opposite effect.
What is the anomaly?
Anomaly is
a wise
that
man may take both direct and indirect method of teachings. So, a man who is conversant, who has got real knowledge, he learns things in both ways, somewhere direct and somewhere indirect. Sarpochistam yathapaya, that will be indirect. And the sadhu sangha, that will be direct, positive side. And that is negative side. There is no Harinam. That is Maya. Maya to avoid. He will learn to avoid something and to accept something. efficiency will guide him. This is just as the Abhadruta Samayan in Bhagavatam, learning something from a prostitute. The prostitute is waiting for client whole night. Men are passing through the street and she thinks, oh, this man may enter my house, my room. He gone away. Another come, oh, this will come. That he also passed away. In this way, the night is almost passed. Then disappointed, she went inside and began to see, have a sound sleep. From there also, he learned something. Sukham Shusrava Pingala. The name of that prostitute was Pingala. Sukham Shusrava Pingala. Disappointed that Asahi Paramang Dukham, Noirasyam Paramang Sukham, Iti Nishchitta, Sukham Shusrava Pingala. He came to this, the prostitute came to this conclusion that I was suffering from anxiety. Oh, this will come, this will come, this will come, a great anxiety or suffering. Now it's almost past, I am disappointed. And finally retired. Asahi paramam dukkham. That's our hope. I want this, I want that, I want that, I want that. This is the disease of the person. Nairashyam param, I do not want anything. This stage of mentality is the basis of our real pleasure or happiness. Iti nishchitta, coming to this conclusion that prostitute women in his last, at the last part of the night, had a good sleep, no anxiety. So from this also, there was something to learn, but in the indirect way, indirect way. Or they have got such a vision, deep vision, that they can see the inside of the thing. What is what? Pierce through the mundane weeds and find out other things. Bandaki bham hai Vrindavan. When Mahaprabhu coming in, connection with any jungle, it at once gives him the recollection of Vrindavan. If he finds any hill, at once comes into his mind the idea of Govardhan. If any river, at once excites the recollection of Yamuna and the Krishna Vilas. But ordinary people, they can't have such instruction from ordinary things. So it depends upon the person. Whether he will learn from anywhere or everywhere. Avaishnavam Bhut Vietnam. Sometimes Namabhas, one is cutting jokes with another man or taking the name of Krishna, Krishna. But that may help another gentleman, a devotee, that who is also saying Krishna, may excite real vibration there. So, Abhishnava Mukhud Girnam, Do not affect the highest man of highest position. They see the deep things. For ordinary people, for the Madhyama Adhikari, these considerations there must be. They must come to a Vaishnava and hear from him, not from other persons who is not Vaishnava. Generally. Abhishnava Mukhojgirnam. And what the another alternative told? One side Abhishnava Mukhojgirnam, another side? What he told?
Just now. Oh, second question.
Huh?
They're telling about Namashrito and Namograhi.
No. One side they say Abhishnava Mukhojgirnam.
Another side is to take knowledge from any place.
Knowledge from any place. The knowledge from any place that is not meant for the Madhyamadhikari, that is Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari, who is in the highest position, he can take knowledge from any place. Any place. But ordinary person like us, they should try to take knowledge from the real sadhu, from real Vaishnava. Do you follow? Clear? No.
Yes, therefore I am coming here.
So, from a real source we shall try to take upadesh. Not everywhere. Asat Sangeti Krishna Naam Nahi Hai. But the association of the of those that are not saint, we cannot find real Krishna Nama. Namakkar Vahi Jayavati. The external sound, superficial sound may come out, but not the substance. You see, you have seen homeopathy globule? Yes, you have seen. But globule is not the medicine. In homeopathy treatment, all the medicines externally of similar type, some white globule. But the globule is not the medicine. Medicine, the potency is within. One globule, all similar to sea, but one is nux, another is aconite, another is another medicine in this way. So the external cover of the sound, ordinary sound, that may not be Krishna. Namaparat, Namabhar, Okkhar. Ordinary sound, not Vaikuntha, not spiritual sound. While sound is surcharged with spiritual knowledge, feeling, that is Krishna Nam. That is Krishna. And the imitation, the superficial imitation of Krishna is not Krishna. Namakha, this mundane sound, and there will be this difference between mundane sound and the spiritual sound. A man who has got his spiritual life within, when he speaks about Krishna, his words are surcharged with spiritual substance. You see, there was one doctor, tale is there, a doctor, he had his dispensary, and he saw many patients, administered also medicine. One day it was found, the doors are open in the dispensary, the doctor is absent. One monkey, he has entered. Monkey, they are good imitationists. Entered and taking seat on the chair of the doctor, he is also imitating the doctor. Medicine this side, that side, the monkey. But the monkey's treatment is not that of the doctor. The inner side is absent. External side is there, imitation. So he's also in the space of that spiritual dealing must be under the physical attempts. So Krishna is not only mundane sound Krishna Nam, it is something else. Just like that homeopathic globule, only a pill, white pill. So it is necessary that we must take the sound from a bona fide guru who has got spiritual realization, in whose words are surcharged with spiritual substance. It is necessary. Otherwise, it will be all in vain, only cultivation of mundane sound. So, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam Asi Sahagaharan Vidu. So, it is said in the Shastra that he will take the name identified with infinite, Vaikuntha Nama. The name, the sound which has got a connection with infinite. Not mundane, limited sound of the limited world. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, ordinary person, a student, he must come to a real professor who will be able to educate him, not anywhere and everywhere. It is general. And a man, of high intelligence, you can even discover something from the ordinary happenings, ordinary incident. He can find out higher truth, just as when Newton found that the apple is falling from the tree, the suggestion came, oh, earth is drawing it, attracting it. Ordinary people see that apple falling, but no such suggestion comes. The earth is drawing, attraction, gravitation. He discovered, invented gravitation. It's new light to us. Expert, higher brain. So higher spiritualist, they can have new thing from the opposite, apparently opposite paraphernalia. But for ordinary persons, it is not possible. They should go to a proper place. It is mentioned in Upanishad, in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the how, with what attitude a disciple will approach the Acharya, and his qualification is there, not a bogus Acharya, but a real Acharya, who has got practical and trusting knowledge about the truth. We must approach a real doctor to cure a disease, not a imitating doctor. It is common sense. So you have got thirst after spiritual knowledge, then we must go to a spiritualist proper. Not a Vaishnava Mahodhya, that would cause harm to me. That imitation is Acharya. So it is common sense. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur. The progress is possible when real transaction is made. Sometimes that is also very hard. A good professor, but the student is not up to mark, then the professor can't do anything. So students and the professors, both might be qualified. Then the scholarship will can be imparted. I get it. Kato Sadhguru Pasha. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Are you satisfied with the answer? No.
Yes.
Then any other?
Second question is that they were telling me about Namashrito and Namugrahi. But I don't want to hear from them about it. I want to hear from you about this.
Namashrito and Namugrahi. Namagrahi, namete agraho. What is the meaning? Namagrahi?
Yeah, he was telling...
Namashrito, one who has got the name from Papa Gurudev, who has surrendered to the service of the name, divine. That is Namashrito. And Namagrahi, agrahi, or Namagrahi, one who is thirsty, get the name, earnest to have the name from the Guru and not yet got. That may be perhaps. The difference is there. One who has got the real name from the Guru and he has got proper life to cultivate in his own way. The seed is there. The land is prepared to sow, but it is not sown. The seed is not sown in the land, but the land is well cultivated. That may be Namagrahi. And when the cultivated land is well cultivated and the seed also sown there, very soon the sprout will come out. That is Namashrito. Namashrito, who has already got the seed, the land has got the seed, it is already sown in the field. Namagrahi, it is all tilled and well cultivated, but not seed sown yet there, prepared to be sown. Maybe that may be Namagrahi, who has got earnestness for the name, but not yet got. That may be Namagrahi. Namagrahi. A Namagrahi has got only seed, but not nurturing. That is watering and all these things. And one who is taking the name, already he has begun his cultivation. That is by watering and also weed. Remove the weed, all these things, nurturing. That may be Namagrahi, one who is taking the name properly. And Namashrito only has got the connection of Guru, but not practicing the same as yet. That may be according to the word. Hare Krishna. You follow? No. Hridaya. Anything else?
I have a question. I have a question.
What is that?
I was recently reading through an atlas of universal astronomy. It comprised the latest findings of our modern astronomy. So in it, they elaborately explain about the different planets and the galaxies and even groups of galaxies. And the most astounding was their photographs of the Sun and the Moon and Jupiter, etc.
Who is he?
Vasudev.
Yeah. What does he say?
He hasn't finished yet.
Not yet finished?
No.
He says for astronomy or something.
Something in astronomy. What's the question? What's the question?
Influence of the planets over the man, over the souls, living souls here, and God.
It was a book that I read.
Books? They are innumerable. That does not matter.
What's the question?
The question is that it made me wonder how I should take such a book.
Every man has got his wonder in his own department. Whether those wonders are necessary at all, that is the question. Wonder everywhere, in his own way.
I don't know how they should be accepted.
Is it the complete fabrication due to their cheating? Or is it actually the result of their material observation?
Within the atom there is wonder, endless wonder. An atom, every smallest thing contains infinite wonder. The wonder is not in the objective, but wonder is really in the subjective world. Wonder can produce wonder. The highest wonder is God Himself, who can design and destine everything. All wonders can be designed and destined by the Absolute Cause. He is Lord. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wonder of wonders, who can produce, who can design and destine all wonders. Ascharyavat pasyati kaschidenam, ascharyavat vadati tathaiva channa, ascharyavat padakishinja hunnasthinoti suttattena noti in Bhagavad Gita, Ascharyavat pasyati kaschidenam, jiva soul. Ascharyavat vadati tathaiva channa. The others there are who say, oh, it is much wonderful. Ascharyavat pasyati kaschidenam. Who comes to have a glimpse of the soul, he is astounded. Who goes to describe him, he is also astounded. Who comes to hear, he is also astounded. Ascharyavat pasyati kaschidenam, ascharyavat vadati channa, ascharyavat suttattvenam no veda kaschi. Even hearing, none can estimate it, what it is. It is such wonder. The wonder in the hypnotizer, in the subjective realm. Wonder. Everything, a child when grows up, according to the growth, the child see anything and everything as wonder. Newcomer, new things means wonder. A little more distant. That is wonder. And when we, by calculating step by step, we reach the dealing with that thing, that is no wonder. Otherwise, everything is wonder. Everything is wonder. The life, the talk, the sound, everything is wonder. If we have our brain to study, then everything there we can find wonder. In the atom also, in the sun also, in the polar system, everywhere there is a room for research and wonder, finding out wonder. Room for research in different departments. They will check out. They are successful. And this wonder I have come out from this research. But this is nothing. All these wonders are nothing. Tasmin jnati, when we come to know that the source of wonder, that the Absolute is autocrat, Absolute is whatever he wills, as Bible, let there be water, there was water. Let there be light, there was light. The creator of the wonders, his will, supreme will, is at the root of everything. Whatever he likes, he can do. And how many liking you can count? Our puppy brain, how many wonders they can think or accept or feel. So wonder.
Maharaj,
we can create all wonders. We are limited, our brain limited. Everything is wonder to us. What is wonder to one, that is nothing to another. Sometimes wonder to such genius, human genius. It may be ordinary thing to a bird or an insect. It is quite known to him, a worm or insect, and it may be wonder to a genius and a scholar. What is wonder? Wonder of all wonders, that we can create wonder. His creation is wonder. We have to find out that source. Find out. Jasmin jati sarvamidam vidyatam bhavati. If we can know him, everything is known. If we have him, everything is God. More wonder, there can be anything. By knowing which we can know everything and anything, everything. Anything more wonder than that? This is the central wonder. And know that, try to know that, find out that. Search for that, knowing which we can know everything, there will be no wonder. If we know anything and everything, by knowing one, there will be no wonder. Yes, he can do anything and everything, a new thing. As we are limited being, no end of wonder. Every face, when it is shown, it is wonder. A stale thing, that also may be shown in such a way that you will be seem to be wonder. And he wants, Gyanshunya Bhakti wants us to relieve from that search of wonder. Don't go that side. That is a satanic side. That will show wonder and capture you there from your duty. Wonder means knowledge. It comes within the jurisdiction of knowledge. Wonderful. Higher knowledge, higher knowledge. But Gyanashunya Bhakti says, Shuddha devotion, pure devotion says, live up that satanic aspect of the thing. You are master, you will be charmed by saying new wonder every moment.